With us for Louisiana's Coach Hedgepeth, quarterback Terrence Broadway, also MVP, running back Alonzo Harris, and kicker Brett Baer. We'll open up with a statement from Coach, and then questions for Coach and players. Coach?
Tell you, first of all, very proud of this football team. Not just for the way they played tonight, but for the way they prepared for this game. These guys just continue to blow me away with how they do the right things, how they take their hard work serious, how they prepare, watch film, lift weights. They do everything we ask, and I just couldn't be more proud to see the look on their eyes and on their faces after they win a game, especially a bowl game tonight in the Superdome. I thought offensively we got off to a quick start. I thought we hit some big plays, and I thought Coach Johnson, Jay Johnson, had a great plan. We got the ball to our playmakers. I thought Terrence was on fire, played really well. I thought our defense stepped up tonight. I thought they played really well at times. I really did. The one touchdown to me was on the kicking game, on the kickoff return team. But I thought they played much better. I thought they played hard. And then the kicking game, minus the one turnover, I thought was big tonight with our kickoff units, punt units, and then, you know, making two big field goals that ended up being the difference in the football game. So very proud, you know, to come back and be back-to-back bowl champions 2 years in a row. This gives us back-to-back nine-win seasons, and we were looking to show some consistency as a program, and hopefully that solidifies that we're doing some good things. Also, to me, and we talked about it as a team, we feel like we treat this as a home game. We're 11-1 now in home football games. We're proud of that. So that's sort of our motto. And but overall, just proud of these guys. Great effort by our whole football team and staff and everybody associated with that program.
Question.
Coach, two things that you've talked about pretty much all year are depth at receiver and the balance you wanted in your offense. How much were both of those things kind of proven today?
Well, I tell you, it really came into play today. If you look at the plays that some of our receivers made, Jamal on the big catch down by the one, and then Javon's one-handed catch is not the play of the week, I don't know what will be. It better be a good one. Unbelievable. And our guys just made a lot of plays tonight. Really proud of them.
Coach, right here in the back. If you could, just talk about Alonzo and his play and the fact that you were able to pound the ball with him.
You know, I tell you, you know, when that big back gets those wheels turning, he's tough to bring down. But also, I got to give a lot of credit to them boys up front. Man, I'm going to tell you, those four of those guys have played 26 straight games together without missing a start. And that just says a lot about their hard work and their dedication. So I thought they did a good job.
Coach, right here. Right there, Coach. Looked like early in the season, little struggles, but all of a sudden the ULM game really got you back on track. And then all of a sudden today the hard work really paid off. And, you know, did you think that ULM game really sparked your team to get things going, knowing that you guys can make a comeback and get back to nine wins?
Well, I definitely think, and I think Terrence would probably agree, that's the game that Terrence, to me, really, really felt comfortable. And it just sort of clicked. The light came on and took over the team and threw him on his back and said, sort of, giddy up, here we go. And I just thought he's since that point, he has just played as well as any quarterback in the country. And our football team really in the second half of the season is playing about as well as I think as you can play.
Coach Hudd, right back here in the back. Tonight they had 49,000, almost 49,000 fans, a New Orleans Bowl record. It seemed like there was a sea of red out there. Just talk about, you talked about the back-to-back 9-win seasons. Talk about something that's building here, the fan support and everything. Just a national television game today, and you show that ULL is a big-time program around.
Got to give our fans a lot of credit, like I said, in the post-game on the field. I don't know if there's another university that brings as many fans to a game as University of Louisiana just brought. I mean, I don't know of many other universities that buys as many pre-sold tickets to a bowl game. Our fans just were unbelievable. They were loud. They had an impact on the game, and just very, very proud of Cajun Nation.
Coach, the defense started out great and ended great. In the middle, there were some iffy points. Were y'all worried about fatigue there, and what was the kind of the concerns?
Well, they made a couple plays. They got guys on scholarship too, and they made a couple nice plays and called us in some right looks, and I'm sure they made some adjustments. I'll have to go back and sort of see what those were, but they hit some big plays. They've got a really good football team, And got to give them credit. They battled back. They were down, you know, I think 28-7, and battled back right back in the football game. And you got to give Coach McNeil a lot of credit for getting his team to battle back like that. Coach McNeil is just a – I've got all respect in the world for him, and I just think he's got an outstanding team, shows a lot of class, good football team.
Coach, you've talked a lot in the back. You've talked a lot about the adversity the team's overcome throughout the season. How much did that help in the third and fourth quarter of those lessons learned throughout the course of the year?
You know, these guys would probably agree with me. It's not a whole lot now that phases our football team. We can be up by 20, down by 20. We're just going to keep playing and trying to make plays. And they believe in one another. They work awfully hard. I think they realize they work too hard not to play hard. And I'm just excited about the way we executed after, three or four weeks off. To come back on our opening drive, march the ball down the field after we got a big stop defensively, I just thought we came out and played a very, very solid football game.
Coach, talk about the difference in the offense when Harry's out in the first half, and the difference, how different is the offense when he's out?
You know, it's not a whole lot different. We just have certain plays that we like to dial up to him. The schemes do not change. You just, when he's out of the game, we have certain plays we don't call because they're designed to go to him. I tell you what, though, Bradley Brown stepped in, made some big plays, and we've got guys that all year long have had to step up when injuries or adversity has happened, and they've stepped up every time and made plays. That's a sign of a team to me. It's got a lot of character and a lot of hard work.
Terrence, this is for you, the MVP. Talk a little bit about you seem to be in the zone all week long. You were very laid back, very calm, but a man on a mission. If you could just elaborate on what your goal was to do today.
My main goal was to get our team a big win in this bowl game, and just to get that monkey off my back that I didn't have a ring from high school and last year. So, I mean, I was real focused on that and to get that done this tonight.
Brett and Lonzo, right here. You two guys really took some pressure off of Terrence tonight, especially the way you played Lonzo, where you ran the ball, and Brett, you really stepped up, three field goals, especially coming off the game winner last year. How you two felt that you took all that pressure off of Terrence the way he played today?
Well, I just know our offense has taken a lot of pressure off everybody this year. Just the way they execute and the way they go about the game plan and how they believe in the game plan. And I think today it just worked. And I know that if Terrence probably had some of those third downs back, he'd probably want to go for a touchdown instead of a field goal. But I just have all the faith in the world in those guys. And if I have to come in and do a little bit of cleanup duty, I don't mind doing that. I like watching our offense, though.
I felt like I took a little bit of pressure off of him by making the offense a little more balanced. Helping him out on the zone reads, getting up in there, drawing the defender away from him, and passing game, give him an option if the receiver's not open.
Coach, you're leading passer, receiver, and rusher are all sophomores. How excited are you for the future?
You know, that's the thing that everybody asks me. You know, you think about, like you just said, that to me bodes a lot for the future of this football program. Also, you know, we've got offensive linemen's a freshman. I mean, a freshman, one's a sophomore, and one's a junior. So we got three of those five back, and a lot of young defensive linemen. We've got a lot of players coming back on this football team. So hopefully, we can continue to build and continue to improve, and that's what we're trying to do each year. And I'm just proud of this senior class for the mark that they leave. Now, you know, back-to-back nine-win seasons and bowl championships.
Terrence, it seemed like their linebackers and safeties were kind of on their heels all day, not knowing whether you were going to run it or pass it. Did you see that in the game and leading up to it? And the second part of the question is Jamal Robinson today. They seemed like they had a hard time covering him, and did he kind of help you out today?
Well, I read a couple of articles from this week, and they said it was going to try to key in on me. So I knew that was going to open up the outside with our receivers. And Coach Johnson really did a really good job of dialing up those plays and those big plays to attack them when they was trying to key in on me. But Jamal, I can't say too much. I can't say enough about Jamal and his playmaking abilities. I mean, he's going to be here with me for the next 2 years, and Zoe and Coach Hudd. So, I mean, I just can't say enough about Jamal and what he can do.
Back in the back, Brett, back in the back, way back in the camera. Of course, you end the New Orleans Bowl again with a field goal. How easy was this field goal compared to last year?
Well, I try to go to every field goal thinking the same thing, but it definitely wasn't as much pressure. But I knew if I could make one more field goal in my career that it would ice that game, and that's just what I had on my mind.
Brett, both coaches talked about the momentum of the field goal at the end of the first half. Can you just maybe talk about the kind of ideal conditions, I guess, for a kicker to be kicking in the dome maybe? You don't have to deal with a lot of the factors that you would outside maybe.
Right. Well, last year in the New Orleans Bowl, I was so excited about coming because you don't have to worry about the wind or the weather factor. And this year, I was extra excited about coming back because I'd played in there before, and I kind of know what the turf is going to do. But it's just a great bowl for any kind of specialist to play in, because in December it could be cold, it could be windy. You don't really know, but you know there's going to be a consistent conditions in the Superdome.
Coach, back here. Hey. You know Terrence is your future at quarterback, but can you talk a little bit about what Blaine has done for the program and the fact that he got in this game quite, I guess, just telling of how much you guys think of him?
Well, you know, obviously you never want to lose your starting job to an injury. And Blaine, you know, MVP last year, was injured. Terrence comes in and just has a phenomenal season, record-breaking season. And then obviously Blaine gets back with about two games left at that point. You know, we really had hit our stride, and the best thing about Blaine is he understood, and he is such a team player. But we felt like we owed it to him, and I know Terrence Broadway, if you ask Terrence, he'd be the first one to agree that he deserved to play, you know, in this game. And we put him in a series and went down and scored. So, hey, he did a great job. Very proud of those two young men. Very proud of this young man. Those are two outstanding leaders. I don't know if there's another team in the country. He's got two quarterbacks like we have.
Coach, coming into the game, right here in front, was there something maybe you saw on film that you saw about the East Carolina defense that you thought you could specifically exploit in this game and have some success?
Well, when you obviously watch film, you always think there's a couple things that you can try to do that you want to go to, just like I'm sure they see things when they watch film on us. But we thought we could throw the deep ball and get behind them to the field. And we felt like we could run the football, and we did get a good push. We were going to try to line up and try to just see if we could get a good push and run right at them. And the zone read was working really good with Terrence on the pulls. And then, you know, in the passing game, was able to get behind them for a big play or two. And but they're a very good football team. Got to give them credit. I think they're an outstanding team and well-coached team.
Hey, Coach, back here. Going in at the end of the second half, you had a quick score by ECU, and then we had a special teams turnover and scored in 7 seconds. What was your mindset going into that last drive, how important it was, and also Terrence in that last drive to get that field goal to go up by two possessions?
Yeah, that was really important, you know, because they were moving the football, and they were playing well offensively, and we needed those points, and because I really didn't want to you know, I'd hate to not make it or not get in field goal range and give them the ball back with plenty of time left on the clock. So he was able to get a couple of first downs, milk that clock down, give our offense a lot of credit for using up the last two or three minutes of the game and then making the field goal to put us up by nine.
We'll go two more questions.
Hey, Coach, up front, 77 combined points between you and East Carolina today. Was that the kind of game you were expecting in that regard or no?
You know, they've been in a lot of shootouts. We've been in a few, too. Both offenses have had a lot of success this year. You don't stop an offense like theirs and just completely shut them down. I mean, they're going to make plays. They've got good players. They're well-coached, a well-coached football team, and it's just hard to stop people this day in college football with when you got a lot of good players on the field. I thought our defense, though, did make some critical stops when they needed to, got a turnover when we needed to because they had just seized the momentum. And then we seized it right back with that turnover when Jamarius Moulton got the interception. So that was critical.
First for Terrence and then for Terrence Anzo. Terrence, first of all, when you went from three touchdowns up to all of a sudden it's a ball game again, what did you guys do to readjust? How did the mindset change? And then for both of you guys, two for two the last 2 years, with you two guys being sophomores, how much? How do you feel about kind of carrying things on and having that put on you to keep things rolling next couple of years?
Well, when, like Coach Hurd said, nothing phases our team. When we up by 20 points, and if we even get down by a couple points, I think that the things that we've been through early on in the season, I think that everybody on our team respond to adversity well. So, I mean, nothing phases our team. So when they came back on us and tried to make, and made a game out of it, I mean, our team was still upbeat and saying that we're going to win this game. So, like you said, nothing phases our team. And just being able to come back with Zoe for two more years and do the things that we've done this year, I mean, we built a lot of, you know, we built a connection this year with the way we played on offense. So, I mean, it's exciting to see what me and him going to do in the offseason and next year.
As far as the offseason, starting early, we'll go back to the drawing books, get in the weight room, do a little off-the-field training ourselves, and just get back at it.
All right, Coach, gentlemen, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.